my friend. By Mark Hawkins, with the help of Great Talk. Filling in for that. All right, tonight I want to talk about humbleness. Being humble is a very important part in the life of every Christian. Without it, we'd all be proud little hooligans running around, unfit for God's kingdom. We have to understand the basic principles of this essential attribute so that we can further the kingdom of God in a humbling way. Does this make sense? Let's first look at the definitions of humbleness. They are not proud or arrogant, modest, having a feeling of insignificance, inferiority, subservience, low in rank, importance, status, quality, etc., lowly. A lower in condition, importance, or dignity. A base to make meek. I guess my own. So anyway, I like to say that when you're humble, you put yourself in a position lower than others and above, and others above and before yourself. Have you ever seen the acronym for JOY? He's pretty happy. J is for Jesus, O is for others, and Y is for yourself. And the only way to have joy is to be humble, to put the people who deserve respect, like Jesus and God, first, and put others second, even though they might not deserve it. There's a lot of people who we think don't deserve it, but when really they do. And then you put yourself last beneath them all. This is an illustration that shows how we should put ourselves compared to other people, where we fit in, where we belong. We got to understand that we are not here for ourselves. We are here for others. We are here to help and serve others and help other people find and know the Lord. What are you doing?
I'm a humble man.
Excuse me. I'm trying to, preach up here. Would you mind having a seat?
I know all about that because I'm a humble man.
Well, look, Mr. Humble Man, could you just have a seat? I'll tell you what, I'll ask you for your help if I need it, though I doubt I will. Anyway, where was I? Back to humbleness.
Hey, I know all about that. I'm humble man.
You don't get it, do you? Humbleness isn't about going around boasting that you're humble, man. It doesn't work like that. You're contradicting yourself. You're not being humble. You're proud. And God doesn't want us to be proud. He wants us to be humble. When we're proud, we're only focused on ourselves, on what we are, what we've accomplished. But God doesn't want us to be like that. We think that we're something when really we're nothing at all. Have you ever had that experience where you thought that you were good at something, but it turned out that you weren't quite that good? There was a card game that I used to play with Tracy when we first got married, and I was pretty good at it. I could beat her almost every time, so she stopped wanting to play with me. But then a couple weeks ago, we started playing it again, and now she beats me. I don't know how it works. But anyway, it made me humble. I wasn't as good as I thought I was. Humbleness isn't about going out and expecting to get praised for who we are and what we do. It's not about us. It's about other people. We're not supposed to exalt ourselves. Look at me. I'm Mr. Humbleman. No. In fact, there was a verse I was about to share with these kind of folks here tonight that explains this a little better. It's found in Luke 18, verse 14. It says, "For everyone who exalts himself Down there. Last part of the verse. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
You're too kind.
No. Shouldn't have what?
Oh, you like me, you want to exalt me.
No, I don't.
You know, I don't deserve it.
I'm not insisting.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You are.
I'm not.
You want to be just like me, I can tell.
No. I don't want to be anything like you. Okay?
Alright?
So,
you want to be a humble man?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so, do you want to be like me?
No. See, I want to be a humble man. I don't want to be humble man. Really?
You're saying you're too good for me, aren't you?
Huh? No, that's not what I'm saying.
That's why I'm humble man. People can step all over me, it doesn't faze me. I'm worth of love and skill. The highest of the high.
Okay. I get the picture, but could you just have a seat now, please? Please? Pretty please? With the cherry on top?
Nope.
What if I give you a dollar?
Absolutely not. I will not be bribed.
How about a swing?
Come back and have
a seat. You see ya. A true humble person wouldn't have taken someone's money so greedily. The important part about humbleness is to acknowledge your lowliness compared to God. Psalms 8:4 says that, what is man that you are mindful of him? Talking about God. We got to understand how big God is and how little we are. We have to really take that into perspective. When God offers us a gift, do we take it greedily, and if by our own power we obtain that gift? If God wasn't there giving it, there would be nothing to take. But since God does care about us, He wants to give us so many more things that are even more valuable than a $20 bill. First of all, He wants to give us life. That's why He sent His Son. He's reaching down to everybody, trying to give everyone the same gift. But a lot of people, they don't know the gift's there because it's invisible, or no one's told them about it, or else they just flat out reject it. But there are two kinds of people who know about God's gift. Those who accept it thoughtfully, and are even hesitant to take it, because they know that they are not worthy to be in heaven, be allowed into heaven, or to come before God's throne, to be in His presence for eternity. To be called a son or daughter of God. They know they're not worthy. But then there are those who accept it, but they take no consideration at all, and all they want is to have that eternal life, a chance to be able to live forever. And so they accept the gift.
All right, I've decided, I'm humbleness in my heart, I'm going to give this here $20 bill back to you.
Oh, thank you. Too, thank you.
Yes.
I thought you were learning.
Yeah.
I want to read a passage from Luke chapter 18, verse 9 through 14. It puts the rest of that last scripture in the context a little more. Actually, humble man, would you mind reading this?
Oh, yeah, sure.
What do you want?
Well, you asked me to read.
Oh, you want to?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, fine. Thanks. And the Pharisee, and the Jesus, and the Amen!
Read it.
Oh, okay, read it.
Yeah.
I thought I was preaching. The parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everybody else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself. God, I thank you that I am not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
I'm done.
Thank you very much.
I.
Yeah. Have my.
Oh, you.
Hold back.
Yes.
Have your sheet. Thank you.
No problem. You're welcome.
I like you. Do we ever get this attitude like that of the Pharisee, where we think we're perfect, and we compare ourselves to other people who are worse than us? At least we don't rob or steal or do evil, or even adulterers. Or do we have the attitude of the tax collector, who could only stand at a distance, and he couldn't even look up to heaven because he knew that he wasn't worthy? He beat his breast and he cried out that he was a sinner and he needed God's mercy. So the point of humbleness and why it's so important is that when we admit that we are sinners and that we need God's mercy, as it says here in the last verse, it says that it justifies us before God. We're saying that we're not equal to what he is. We're not perfect. We struggle. We're weak. We're insignificant. We're fighting a battle and it's hard and we're getting beaten down. But God accepts us and we accept that we are not perfect. We are not equal to what he is. We are not God. We are not worthy. But because of Jesus, we are made perfect through his blood, and that allows us to be brought close to God, face to face with him. So how can we apply this to ourselves? How do we become humble? How do we humble ourselves? Yes, you in the front row.
Get on your knees like this, and you cry to God, "Oh God, I'm a sinner, I'm a sinner." And then he exalts you into the exalted, humble man.
You're crazy.
No, I'm humble man, brother.
No, you're crazy. You're crazy. But you're close. You're crazy. Anyway. You're crazy. In the same passage in Luke, chapter 18, just after Jesus said that parable, he also said one of the most simple but most complicated things in his lifetime. I'm hesitant to ask this, but humble man, could you read this verse? You can read it down there. But you could read it down there. Do you need a Bible? It's found in Luke 18. I'll let you read out of this one. There you go.
And this what?
This is that one.
Sure.
Yeah.
Then I can't read up here?
No, you gotta read that one.
You sure I can?
Yes.
What? Little children of Jesus, people will also bring babies to Jesus to have him tested. And the disciples kept their beef them. But Jesus called the children to him and said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it."
Now, there are a lot of principles. Oh, thanks. There are a lot of principles that we can take from this little passage. For one, a child is innocent. But who, after all, is as humble as a child is?
Well, humble man, remember, God exalted me.
Where'd you go? Oh, thanks. No. God didn't exalt you. What I believe God is trying to teach us in this little passage here is that a man or a woman has to lower themselves to the state of a child. The kingdom of God, it says, belongs to such as these. We have to empty ourselves. When we first become a Christian, we start out as little children. We don't know very much. And as we progress and grow in our understanding of God, we understand and realize more that we will never know as much as God does. So that childlike attitude becomes a permanent part of our lives, and we maintain a humble attitude. To become like a child is the only way that we can enter the kingdom of God, and that's another reason why humbleness is so important to us.
Hey, I can become like a child.
I bet you can. But it's about time you grew up.
Watch. I'm coming up the child right now.
All right, go ahead.
Just watch.
I'm watching. I'm watching. I'm watching.
What are you doing?
I need a changing.
Hey, bud, Roy, could you, get this guy out of here for me?
No.
Big distraction.
You haven't seen last mama, man. Take me to my automobile.
Good, good. He's gone. Now, where were we? There's a passage in Philippians chapter 2 that really hits us home. If you want to turn there, I didn't put it on the last slideshow. Let's turn in our Bibles there to Philippians 2. Starting in verse 3. It says, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves." That goes back to joy, putting other people before yourself. Verse 4, it says, "Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Jesus, of Christ Jesus, who being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but he made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself, and he became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place, and gave him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Now, if you're looking for an example of someone who's humble, Jesus is the perfect example. If we just look carefully at this passage and what he says here. Because if anybody had the most right to exalt themselves, it was Jesus, being the very Son of God, the only Son of God. But he didn't do that. He didn't exalt himself. He chose to make himself nothing and became obedient to death. And because of this humble attitude, God allowed him to have the highest place. I wonder what is in store for those who choose to humble themselves in this lifetime and become obedient even to death. We have to learn to become like children, to be purified and innocent, and to lower ourselves into that kind of relationship with God, being his children and he being our Father. We have to give the Father and the Son the respect and the honor that they deserve. We must put others before ourselves, and we must learn to act like the tax collector acted in the parable that we read, with a sincere heart. He knew that he was a sinner. He knew that he needed God's mercy, and he cried out for help. And because of that, he went home justified before God. We got to remember the joy and to put others before ourselves, to know God's power, and to know that we are not worthy, and to know that we have to become children. Because when we do that, according to James 4:10, which I'll leave you with tonight, and my challenge to you also, it says, "Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up." Thank you.